Crossing over to France, the city of Bordeaux has a certain history when it comes to all things wine. The port city on the Garonne River is the hub of the famed winemaking region, with 100,000 vineyards spreading from Médoc to Saint-Émilion. For UNESCO, Bordeaux's 2,000-year-old status as wine capital dating from Roman times makes it a World Heritage gem. So Bordeaux, in many ways, is the natural place for the world's first ever center dedicated not just to regional wines, but world wine culture and heritage. After 3 years in the making, the remarkable Cité du Vin has just opened its doors, and our contributor Tamara Tyson visited it.
Alors d'abord les vins blancs, puis les vins rouges. On commence par les plus légers, on continue par les plus...
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, as well as exporting wines across the planet, Bordeaux plans to impart wine culture to the world with the Cité du Vin. Rising up over the Garonne, the eight-story site, clad in shimmering steel and glass, is a kind of wineland, complete with exhibition spaces, a cinema, auditorium, library, bar, and a boutique imploding with some 4,000 bottles. But it's the 120 touchy-feely multimedia displays, with names such as Planet Wine, Divine Wine, and the Buffet of the Five Senses, which form the heart of the exhibition.
If you want to change the theme, you can
choose the sensations.
Yes. So, for example, service.
I see, now we're hearing the sound of the wine going into the glass.
Okay.
Lovely. Do we get to taste it now?
I can't.
Part international wine museum, part exhibition space and education centre. Cultural director Laurence Chesnault-Dupin says the City of Wine is far more than a tourist magnet out to further prove Bordeaux's wine might to the world. This, she says, is the first such place to look at wine traditions worldwide.
It's intended for people who perhaps didn't realise all the cultural aspects which can possibly hide behind a glass of wine. So we're going to talk to them about architecture, landscapes, art de vivre, religion, literature, poetry, music, and it's all those elements which make up the great universal history of wine, which we're trying to convey to the public.
Aiming for 500,000 visitors a year, the high-tech interactive approach, which sees visitors zapping exhibition barcodes with a handheld digital device, is not everyone's cup of tea.
First thing you have to do is get used to it.
Why get used to it?
Well, it's different, isn't it? You've got to scan it and you sort of, other people are coming in and playing with it at the same time. So you sort of just got to get used to people coming in and changing what you're listening to.
It's incredibly real, very much like this Paolo De Marci from the Chianti Classico Association in Italy. He's on the screen talking to people and really feel like he's actually in the room with us. Excuse me, I'm going to interrupt you for a second and just ask you what you feel of the whole display and the way it's set up.
Yes, it's very nicely done. It's beautiful, yeah.
Are you a wine enthusiast?
No, can't say that I am, really, no. I just...
So does that mean I can have your finishing glass of wine as well that they give you?
Sadly not, but it's worth a try.
What are you doing, smelling these?
I'm smelling these, yeah. Oh.
What's the idea? Do you know?
It's just to understand the different aromas with the wines.
Okay.
And so you connect sort of the different...
Chocolate, raspberry.
Yeah.
Pencil. I saw pencil shavings. You want to have a pencil shaving wine? Inside and out, the building is dressed to impress. The ship-hulk-like edifice culminates in a 55-metre-high tower with 360-degree views over the harbour and city. The wine vat-shaped structure is covered with 2,500 gold, silver and bronze-coloured steel and glass panels. Laurence Chesnault-Dupin believes the spiralling universal curiosity in wines, as well as the building's eye-catching architecture, guarantee big queues.
There are enthusiasts everywhere in the world, America, Asia, and of course the English have been very big enthusiasts for a long time. What we have here is just as likely to please complete novices as it is to allow connoisseurs to widen their general knowledge.
And do you think that despite the globalization of wine culture, France is still best placed to transmit those messages about wine culture?
There's a legitimacy to this place being located in Bordeaux because it has an undeniable international notoriety when it comes to wine. And when we discussed this with our winemaking friends around the world, they were delighted that this would be in Bordeaux, making it something of a world cultural capital of wine.
From the dark wine cellar-like base of the building, up through the mirrored walls of the connoisseurs' lounge and multi-sensory quaffing and sniffing spaces, tinted Bordeaux red, rose and white, the tour winds up on the 35-metre-high viewing deck bar, hovering over the Garonne. For Monocle in Bordeaux, I'm Tamara Tyson.
And you are listening to The Menu, still coming up in this programme, coffee liqueur from Australia and the week's top news from